I'm your host for this program. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here. This is WGOD. That is the name that I would call my radio station if those call letters were available. Unfortunately, only one station in the country can have whatever the call letters are. But I love that spiritual truth, friends, that God is always broadcasting. When you tune in to WGOD, you're going to get a signal. It's streaming truth, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's what the Word of God is. And like the Apostle Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. That's why when us preachers stick to the Word of God and let the Word of God speak, let Him increase and us decrease, we're going to have a program that's all truth, at least until we interject our opinions on it. And that's when it's might be truth and it might not be. But let God be true and every man a liar. We're going to hear, we hear His commands. When God tells you through various people to be sober-minded, He means it. And it's the truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. Be sober-minded. Have your wits about you. We're going to hear today, He's going to say, love one another fervently. That's the truth of the Word of God. Love one another fervently out of a pure heart is truth. It's 100% truth. Word of God, speak to us today. Lord God Almighty, we praise You in the house today. Speak to us today, Word of God. We listen for Your voice. Help us, though, to be doers of Your Word and not just hearers, indeed deceiving ourselves. Lead us and guide us. Help us to understand and see today that we know that we have passed from death unto life when we love the brethren. Speak to us, lead us, and guide us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thursday, we're going to get into the last part of this message now. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. As you hear, we're going through the book of Peter. We're going to pick it up right in chapter 2 this week, Sunday morning, 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Why don't you come by and visit this week? We'd love to see you. We meet twice a week, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock for Bible study. We're in the book of Revelation. Sunday mornings, regular traditional service, kind of country and casual. Love to see you. I invite you to come by and worship with us. Love to see you. Okay, here's the last part of this message. And again, for more info on me or on this ministry or on the church, islandcommunitychurch.net. Wonderful new website. Thank you to Steve Collins and Blackfin Web for designing that. WGODradio.com. And on Facebook, where these are streamed as well. Both services are streamed live on Facebook at Island Community Church. So, okay, let's get into the Word. This is the last part of this message out of 1 Peter.
Paul says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Don't ever give up power and control of your mind. God gave it to you. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Not to leave out women. 1 Timothy 3:11. Wives, this was the wives of deacons or pastors, should be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded and faithful in all things. One more thing. Let me show you how this is going to end. We've got time. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9, verse 20. Revelation chapter 9, verse 20. Okay. It says, now the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, they did not repent of the works of their hands, so that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their... Now, our Bibles say sorceries. But guess what the Greek word is for sorcery? It's the word pharmakia. You see, John's not talking about casting Ive Newt into a bubbling cauldron. He's talking prophetically. At the state of the world at the end of the age, people are going to refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs. Prophetic. Sorceries is one way you could have translated that, but John is looking at prophecy. This is a prophecy. This is prophetic that at the end of the age, so many other things we saw, you'll know you're in the end of the age with all these things going on. People refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs because some demon around here now has got them addicted to it. I'm just telling you the truth. I go through the ceiling when I see 9-year-olds are given drugs because of the red and the Hawaiian punch. They don't need drugs. Give them water, not drugs. Or you get sick for every little thing. You need to be out playing in the dirt like I did. Not giving drugs. Or you're hyper, so they give you drugs. Some kids don't talk until they're 3 years old. But they got to give you drugs if you're not talking by the time you're 2, because the devil's taking over these things. And how it's going to end is people are going to refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs. Or their sexual immorality. Or their thefts. The world's overdose and abuse of pharmaceutical drugs is prophetic and is going to play a part in end times. Okay, now let's move on from here. Let's get back to Peter's instructions to these believers who are enduring great persecution. Let me pick it up again in verse 13. Starts with the word therefore. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Not your jacket. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, or be ye holy, as I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Some translations say, you're sojourning. I like that. Keep the days of your sojourning here in fear. So, how are you doing with that? I must have forgot that one somewhere along the line. This is a command. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here. What is this, a Motel 6? Might as well be. If you remember just who you are, you're a pilgrim here, and you're just passing through. Conduct the time of your sojourn here in fear. In fear. Your day-to-day life, the way you live and the way you walk and breathe and eat and sleep out here, Peter says, do it in fear. Why? Well, in verse 17, he tells us right before that, because the Father will judge each one's work impartially. And since you have an impartial judge that's going to judge everything that you have said in darkness, walk in fear. Walk in fear. Verse 18, knowing that, here's another reason. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So there's another reason why. Conduct yourself in fear, knowing that it took the precious blood of Jesus Christ to redeem you. And the Lord Jesus, without sin and perfect, died in my place and in your place. So I would say perhaps reverence here would be a better word, right? To conduct your lives here in reverence. Reverence of Almighty God. Reverence of the Son of God and what he did on the cross, dying in our place. Verse 20, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. So again, here's more of Peter's predestination teaching. The word foreordained, funny enough, is the Greek word prognosko. Usually means to know in advance. Here's a few definitions of this word. To perceive or recognize beforehand. To know previously. But to be honest, I expected the word here pro horizo, for foreordained or predestined. Here's how the ESV reads. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you, for your sake. New American Standard. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world. Reads the same way. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you. All right, one last one. This is the New Living Translation. It said, God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days has been revealed for your sake. Verse 21, who through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Now, is Pete saying that Jesus is not God? No. But God here is God the Father. So listen to these verses here. Let me read this. 1 Corinthians 15, 24. 15, 24 through 28. The Apostle Paul speaking. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15, 24. He says, then comes the end when he, that's Jesus, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. But now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, so that God may be all in all. Good verse, huh? Help explain that? God the Father is over all. And this, John 14, 28, Jesus said, "You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I." See, the Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Son. They're different people, but yet one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And yet God the Father is on record saying this about his Son. Listen to this, Hebrews 1:8. God the Father speaking. He says this, quote, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions." That's Hebrews 1:8-9. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What an English teacher's nightmare. Diagram that on the blackboard. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How can you be with someone and still be that someone all at the same time? Got any answers to that, Bill? The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Son. They're distinct. That's how he can write what he wrote. Now, onward, verse 22. "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren." Now, that's one word in Greek. Did you know that? Sincere love of the brethren is one word. Any idea what that word is? Anyone here from that city?
Philadelphia,
Captain. Philo, phileo, a word for love, and adelphos, the word for brother. One word. "Since you have purified yourself in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren," look at this commandment. Here it comes, both barrels. "Love one another fervently with a pure heart." Fervently is the Greek word ektenos, meaning continual or intense. Funny, as a man, he could never do that. "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" But now he commands us to do it. Due to the next four words found in verse 23. "Having been born again." Again, let's read that. "Since you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible." You see, you don't have it in yourselves to do that, not without God, but having been born again, you now can do that. There's this great verse found in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. It says, "The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts." That means you are like a giant Pez dispenser. And God is, doink, he's flipped open the head and he's poured in his love inside of you. That's how you love the undifficult, the unlovely. That's how he can command you to do this. Love one another with a fervent love, because the love of God has been shed abroad into your heart by the Holy Spirit. You love someone with the love of God that's inside of you. Right? You guys know what I mean, right? Maybe it's more easier to love now than it was before you were saved. Like he says here, having been born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. You're born again incorruptible. Your spirit is one with the Lord's now. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because, now he's going to quote a verse in Isaiah, "All flesh is as grass, and as the glory And all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Amen to that. Praise God. The word of the Lord endures forever. They try to get rid of it. They try to burn it. They try to get it out of society. They try to fine you if you have it. The word of the Lord, the Bibles that we have, the manuscripts, go back to the first century. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Praise God. And this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So what's Peter trying to say here to us? Actually, he's strongly instructing us, giving us a word from an apostle of Christ. I'll even say the apostle who knew Jesus and his teaching better than any other living soul. The man is telling us to love one another fervently. That's his command. As the story goes, the Apostle John, having come back from Patmos, a very, very old man, living in Ephesus. On Sundays, he used to wheel him out to church. Couldn't walk anymore. At this point of his life, that's the other apostle who knew Jesus better than any other human being, and the last living apostle, would speak one phrase and one phrase only in his last day. You know what it was? He would say, "Tekna," or "children, love one another." That's all he could say. Love one another. It's like, you know, it's funny. When people die and leave this world, I'll never forget Donna's husband, Roy. What was it? He never forgot. He forgot some things toward the end of his days, didn't he? But there was one thing he never forgot and held on to, and you'd hear him say it every day of his life. And that was John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And you couldn't take that from the man. Couldn't take that. And now these guys, just as old as Roy, what was on their hearts and in their minds? Love one another. Speaks volumes. They knew Jesus better than anyone. Not go out here and fight evil. Not go out here and do all this muck. Their commandment was love one another fervently. So we'll part company today with these two scripture verses. John 13:35. Jesus says, "By this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." Now that ought to be in the statement of faith of the hymnals in the churches. Not whether or not you speak in another language. This should be on the front page. By this, all people will know, unbelievers and believers alike, all people will know that you are Christians by your love. Just like the song. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And this, 1 John 3:14-15. It says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren." But that's not the end of the verse. He continues, "He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Church, love one another fervently with a pure heart. And this is the true evidence of your salvation. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only five-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
Cast on.